I do know what I'm voting, and I do know what I'll vote for. Not taxes. No more rise in taxes. Because if we'll take money off of people, they haven't got money to spend. We need to get spending back on the agenda again.
I'm sure, I suppose, like, at the end of the day, like, the financial side of it is the thing, like, isn't it? You know, to keep the price of cattle up and the price of milk up. It's the long and the short of it.
And would that influence how you're going to vote?
It would. Whichever man is for the farmer, to keep the income up.
No matter how much the income is going to rise, if the income, milk might rise by 2 or 3 cents, or the price of beef, like the factories, but the price of the grain and the sea and the nuts and all that, sure, just eating up anything that we're only money exchangers at this stage.
Like, I mean, the price of milk will go up, the fertiliser didn't come down, do you know what I mean? Everything's going up as well.
The cost of oil and the cost of them all, general transport
general
is
transport
just.
And
the condition of the roads.
I mean, like,
do you have a strong view, though, about how you're going to vote in the election?
Well, sure, the way the money situation has gone. Mm-hmm. And, like, are we going to be the rest of our life, like, clearing the bills of the past 10 years, like? Mm-hmm. Should the Celtic Tiger, the way he turned out, we'd be better off if we never saw him.